The 3rd Infantry Division, which spearheaded the drive into Baghdad, was all packed up and ready to leave when it was suddenly ordered to stay.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Elements of the 1st Armored Division were arriving in Baghdad. As many as 15,000 reinforcements were planned. Civil Administrator Paul Bremer talked of a serious law and order problem. Soldiers on patrol were authorized to arrest looters and other criminals, and in certain cases, to shoot them. American GIs are not like the Roman legions, especially trained to spread order, language, and civilization across the empire. But the role of American forces in Iraq seems to be mutating from liberators to occupiers. Iraqis bitterly complain that the Americans have done little to restore basic services. Senator Pete Domenici said at an appropriation hearing, "There is a real chance that the victory we claim is not a victory at all." And so, without advertising the fact, the United States and Britain are taking charge. An interim government of Iraqis, when formed, will have a mainly advisory role. But as stated by Lieutenant General David McKernan, the troops patrolling Baghdad and other cities will assert absolute authority within Iraq. Where does that authority come from? The Bush administration, no great respecter of international treaties, has written the United Nations Security Council invoking the Hague Regulations of 1907 and the Geneva Convention of 1949. These spell out occupation powers and responsibilities after an invasion. The Hague document says, "The authority of the legitimate power having in fact passed into the hands of the occupier, the latter shall take all the measures in his power to restore and ensure as far as possible public order and safety." No longer does Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld speak of a quick departure for American troops, no wave away looting and violence as part of the untidiness of war. The U.S. and Britain have advised the UN that they are the ruling authority. And American soldiers are becoming the new centurions charged with pacifying a disorderly realm. This is Daniel Shore.